Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Lots of things that you can read or listen to. Ask questions. Check out the blog. Subscribe to the newsletter. Take the poll question. You can spend some time there. I think you can have some fun. And, you know, you can avert your eyes if a picture of me pops up from time to time. You can avert your eyes from that if you want to. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dave Anderson's has deposited an incredible body of work with us over the last 7 years or so that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And on his anniversary next month, we're going to launch his new book, How to Lead by the Book. And it's already available out in Kindle. It's going to be launched in hardback in about a month or so. Dave, thanks for hanging out with me. We're talking about leadership, folks. And, you know, Dave, one of my favorite leadership things that I like to talk about is something that's attributed to Napoleon. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. Now, what do you think he meant by that?
Well, you know, the recognition, you know, something to show for what you're doing, something that adds some meaning to your work.
An ideal.
A concept.
Right. Some kind of values. Right?
I like that. You said something right before we went on break that I thought really hit a good point when we were talking about leadership, when you said if you don't value people, you really can't lead people. And I think this is kind of what we're talking about here, too.
Those guys, the ones who don't are drivers. They're not leaders.
Well, they are. And you know, they can wring something out of people from time to time, but they're going to get compliance,
but not
get commitment.
But not without creating a casualty list.
Well, that's right. And there's a whole trail of casualty lists in the wake of some leaders' careers, too.
Yeah.
And they get compliance, but they don't get commitment. And this is a kind of a good way for your listeners, too, to evaluate their own leadership style. It's like if you have employees who just routinely do the bare minimum possible, and they do just enough to get by, just enough to get paid, just enough not to get fired. If you're getting compliance out of them rather than commitment, where they, you know, their goal the second mile, they do it because they want to and so forth, it may have something to do with your leadership style.
Mm-hmm.
Have you created a robust culture? Have you created meaningful work? Is there a vision that engages them? Do you reinforce them when they're doing well, or do you only point out when they're doing poorly? I mean,
is the only success that matters your success and not their success?
That's right. Is it all about you? You know, are you taking people across the finish line with you? Because a lot of times leaders will complain to me, my people, I can't get them to do anything. They do the bare minimum possible. I said, listen, that's a reflection of your own leadership style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you created that culture. You set the expectation. You're supposed to be the catalyst. And if they're not what they should be, don't blame them. The first thing, you need to look in the mirror and say, am I leading them, or am I just driving them, you know, or just maintaining them? You've got to look at yourself.
Anybody can fire somebody. Anybody can find the worst in somebody. But I'll tell you, you use the word culture, and I really encourage small business owners not to minimize, not to disregard the concept of culture and the culture that you have in your business, the culture that you've established, that you've entrenched, that you've created. And you know, Dave, I think it would be worthwhile for a small business owner to have a little exercise on identifying what their culture is in the company. And they can't do it themselves. There's no way that you or I, Dave, could define the culture in our own businesses. Somebody else has to do that for us, don't they?
Yeah, you're too close to it. You're right about culture. I put a whole chapter on culture. In the new book, Jim, because it's your number one asset. It's the hardest thing for a competitor to imitate.
Yeah.
You know, the two things they really can't imitate is your culture or a great customer experience that you create for your customer. But you're the steward of it. You've got to create it. You can't not have a culture. Every organization has a culture. The question is, what is it? Does it support and align with your vision? You know, and what are you doing to reinforce it? Are you even aware of what makes up a culture? And what you have to do to improve.
And does it produce something positive?
Right.
Does it produce something positive, or does it produce something negative? And what you said just now about penetrating, competitors can't penetrate it. Folks, have you ever wondered how two companies with the same basic product, the same basic price, one does better than the other one? It's not about the product. It's not about the price. It's about the culture, isn't it? The leadership.
Well, it is. Look at Southwest Airlines culture. People have tried to imitate that for decades. Apple Store culture now. People have tried to imitate it. You can't. It's unique. It's a differentiator. People pay for that experience. They're loyal to that experience that comes out of that culture.
And that all begins, if you ever walk in a place like that and you're wowed by it, wherever it may be, if it's Mama's Diner or Steve Jobs' Apple, if you ever walk in and you're wowed by something like that, You know, ask yourself, what was the seed? What was the headwater of this of this behavior? It's the headwater was leadership that created a culture that was sustainable and created something positive.
Right, and if you ever doubt the importance of culture, you've got to remember that culture dictates behavior, and behaviors determine results.
Say that again. This will be on the test, folks. Say that again.
Your culture dictates behaviors from your employees, and your behaviors determine your results.
Yeah.
And so if you want better results, which we all do, and you peel back the onion, at the core, it's the culture. You've got to build it, and as the leader, you've got to protect it. When you're hiring, you've got to protect it. When someone doesn't share your values, you've got to protect it.
And you can't do all that though if you don't understand what it is, if you haven't defined it, if you haven't had help defining it, so you know what it is. You can actually identify what this thing is, folks. You can almost put a hat on it. Hold on to that thought, Dave. We're going to take a quick break. His new book is called How to Lead by the Book. It's available now in Kindle and soon in hardback. We'll keep you posted on that. Stay with us, Tint Hill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.